Harjinder Kaur is finally relieved. She's volunteering at a community kitchen in the outskirts of New Delhi, where she has been protesting with thousands of other farmers. She says it's been a difficult year for her.
It was hot, but they turned off our water supply, electricity and roads to come and go. They did everything they could to make our life difficult, but we have finally won.
Farmers began protesting soon after India's parliament passed 3 agriculture laws they say favour big corporations and leaves them worse off. While some rallies ended in violent confrontations with police, several rounds of talks between farmers' unions and the government failed to end the standoff. Until this sudden announcement by Prime Minister Narendra Modi withdrawing the 3 controversial laws.
In the parliament session starting later this month, we will complete the constitutional process to repeal these 3 agricultural laws.
Farmers are celebrating this victory, but see the announcement as the first step.
Farmers set up these temporary structures last year when they decided to camp out until the government rolled back the 3 laws. They say they'll only pack up and go home once the parliament officially revokes them. They also point to critical issues the Prime Minister failed to mention, the 700 farmers who died during the protests, and their demand the government guarantees them a minimum price for their crops.
Modi's U-turn comes as several states are heading into critical elections early next year.
He read the writing on the wall. He realized, unlike many of the people who are around him, that BJP would not have a very easy passage in Uttar Pradesh, which is a very crucial state. And the return of his party to power in 2024 depends largely on how they do in UP. And he wanted to retain UP at all cost. And Western UP is important. So is Punjab, for that matter.
Modi's announcement comes on the day of one of the biggest festivals for the Sikh community, which has been on the forefront of the farmers' protest. And while that made it more significant, demonstrators say they will continue their sit-in. They promised to hold pre-planned rallies and will observe the first anniversary of their protest later this month. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.